PC. You can get a small case for it, hook it up to the network, install another operating system that's based on Linux called OpenELEC, which is basically a backend for XBMC, Xbox Media Center. Plug it into your TV, and you're ready to start streaming video and audio content on your high-definition TV. Chapter 2, Hardware Accessories. In this chapter, we're going to talk about some of the hardware and accessories that you're going to need to get started with the Raspberry Pi 2. First, let's start out with the bare necessities. The two things that you'll definitely need are power and an SD card. Power requirement. Let's take a moment here and talk about power because it's important. The Raspberry Pi is a little picky about its power source. Learning about what you need here for power could save you a lot of headache later down the road. The Raspberry Pi needs 5 volts. This should be anywhere between 4.75 volts minimum and a maximum of 5.25 volts. It should be at least 700 milliamps per hour, but the recommended is 1,000. The reason for the 1,000 milliamp hour recommended power is because when you start plugging in a keyboard, mouse, network cable, and other peripherals, these all pull power away from the system. This is also why some Raspberry Pi 2 users say that 1,500 milliamp hours to 2,000 is even better. Of course, if you're only doing projects close to your desktop computer and you don't really plan to run Raspberry Pi 24/7, you could just run it off your desktop system power with just a USB cable if you want. SD card storage. There is not onboard